You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Planet Earth. A wondrous, illuminating rock floating through space that supplies all the life that any civilization could ask for. But, like with all life, will this suddenly end? And shouldn't man contemplate that end and seek out new life among the stars? This isn't rhetorical. I'm asking you a question.
To boldly go.
Where no one has gone before. Somewhere in the middle of Arizona.
Yeah, in a I practiced this word, geodesic dome.
Geodesic dome.
Is that correct?
Yes.
A geodesic dome. I first heard that from the Simpsons when Apu was singing about the Quickie Mart.
Yep. Yeah.
There's no structure that I've been to that I'd rather there call my home. Yeah. And also Max is with us.
What's up? How's it going?
You know. And as you heard before, that is Mindy.
It is indeed.
And we're here to talk about spaceships, but not just any kind of spaceships. We're talking about the planet Earth as a spaceship in this new documentary about the biosphere from the 90s.
Biosphere 2, because biosphere 1 is the Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember they emphasized that on the tour because my grandmother lived in Phoenix, so I actually went to Biosphere, not when these people were in it, but I went there a couple times and did the tour.
I feel like that would be far more interesting than this documentary, just to be there.
I suppose I enjoyed it, but part of my enjoyment was the knowledge that I already had, and also being the artistic daughter of two scientists. Yeah, like my mom is a biology teacher, my dad is a world-renowned limnologist, and I am an actor, so it's like all of this stuff is stuff that has already been in my world. And I've been to Biosphere too, so.
That's cool.
Yes.
Would you have like lost your mind if you would have seen little Mindy in this documentary, all like, there it is, there's the next home on the moon.
They glimpsed it in like the footage, but they didn't mention one of my favorite tidbits, and they didn't talk about one of my favorite, well, not favorite things, but one of the big problems with Biosphere 2 was that they couldn't keep the Earth out. One of the things is that this whole thing was supposed to be hermetically sealed or whatever, but Earth finds a way. And so one of the things was they had a roach problem after a while.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so they took the roaches and they fed them to the chickens, and the chickens produced more eggs after eating the roaches.
It's pretty hot. the Earth found a way. But we have our scientists. This is what the documentary is, you know, Biosphere 2. We're following the scientists that are involved. And I would say nature-loving hippies, but as a term of endearment, not an insult, of course.
They're very capable.
Years before the biosphere. Yeah, incredibly capable people years before, during the biosphere, and then 25 years after. And all the scandalous and amazing things you wouldn't believe unless you watch the documentary.
Well, I did not believe Steve Bannon. That I did not believe, and I hate him more now.
It's funny, when he shows up in it, I thought, oh, hey, that guy has the same name as that ghoul that's creeping around in the shadows of conspiracy right now.
Right, and then you find out it is
the
real ghoul.
Womp, womp. But Max, what did you think of the overall before, during, and after experimental process of this documentary?
This is like one of the worst things I've ever watched in my life. This whole thing.
This isn't
was
Arkansas.
So boring.
Come on.
Like after I made it half an hour into it, and I was like, I just can't do this anymore. So I just kind of skimmed the rest of it, like a minute at a time, just kind of skipped forward. They took like the most unappealing people with the most unappealing plot ever, even though it's a documentary. I'm just like, I just couldn't handle it. There was
yeah,
absolutely
nobody
nothing.
Took anything. It's yeah, it's real people yeah. living real life.
Yeah,
I hated
all of it.
Happens to be. Wow. Do you find the idea of living on the moon in a biodome any more exciting than...
I mean, I always thought it was a cool idea, and this movie did absolutely nothing to change that, but I thought The only thing I found cool was watching YouTube videos about Spiresphere 2 after I skimmed through the end of this movie.
Yeah, Mindy, you brought that up earlier, that they kind of missed out on a lot of actual good stories behind this. Well, let's deep dive into that.
One thing that I wish the documentary had done differently, because the thing with documentaries is that no documentary is completely objective. There's always a slant to every documentary.
Sure.
And one of the things about this was that, you know, one of the things with that a lot of the media coverage of Biosphere was how it was quote unquote failing. Like one of the big problems they have that the documentary mentions is that they had massive CO2 buildup, which was deeply affecting everything in there. And the fact that they needed some outside assistance to fix that meant that it quote unquote failed. The documentary kind of sets this up too, is that it failed. But here's the thing about science. Unless you're making shit up, there is no such thing as failure in science. It either proves the hypothesis or disproves it. There's no fail. And the documentary set it up the way the media saw it, the way the outside world saw it, as a fail. And it's like, no, it didn't achieve its hypothesis. That's different. And it felt like you had all these scientists and all these people that were working this trying to tell that story, but with the slant of the documentary person trying to create drama, in that it's like, it's a fail. No, it would have been more interesting if you'd done it from a more scientific thing of like, yeah, this is the way that it failed in its hypothesis. And then on top of that, the way it painted these people up, and I think that may be part of the reason that you didn't like it, was that they set these people up as being weirdos. And part of that was because, you know, they have this hippie commune, and mainly they focused on the fact that these guys used acting and used performance art as part of their shtick. Here's the thing. Those who are in the arts community and who are established in arts know the correlation between art and science can be very direct. Like, science is all about figuring out answers to problems that are unknown at the time. Artists, it nurtures creativity. A lot of what we know about dinosaurs now came from researchers being hired for Jurassic Park. Like, that's true. We know that they came from birds because of research done by the people working on Jurassic Park, for example. And so it's like you have these people that are artists and using their creativity to explore science in a way that a lot of people don't understand that connection. So that's why a lot of arts programs get cut in school is the first thing that happens when there's funding problems. But the documentary sets these people up as weirdos without explaining. It's like, no. This is a type of person and this is a skill that's actually really valuable when it comes to scientific research and discovery. And that annoyed me a lot.
Yeah, I just think it was just the content of the movie that I didn't like. The whole thing about Biosphere 2 is far more interesting than the people running it. And they didn't really focus on the Biosphere that much. It's probably like half an hour out of like the two hour documentary.
Oh, and you're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, and at the end, they're like, there's a thing about Biosphere is that they made it seem like it's a failure. And then they print in text at the end. Biosphere 2, they have all these different ecosystems in a very small space, which means that it's perfect for people who want to contained research these different ecosystems. So it is still very much used in biological research today. It always has been. It's always been in use, even after this experiment happened. So it's like they didn't mention that either.
Yeah, and that was what I thought was so cool watching a couple videos on YouTube. It was, they had like a, I don't know how modern it was, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, but they had some reporter like touring the whole thing in the modern era. It was really cool. They actually showed more than the documentary did. Yeah, they showed how everything works together. I was really interested in that.
Matt Wolff's the director of this documentary. I took a look at his filmography, of course. I don't recognize anything here. Most of his work is shorts. Teenage and Recorder, the Marion Stokes Project, are his full feature-length documentaries in the past. I haven't seen any of those. I wouldn't say that I'd be against watching them. I don't think this was boring, but I also find the idea that a hippie slash scientist was able to manufacture her own coral reef inside a giant dome is an incredible achievement. So I don't know if this film is just for someone like me who thinks, whoa, you're able to just create an entire environment out in the Arizona desert. Arizona is a horrible place to try and do anything. And you pulled it off. That's neat. And, you know, I guess my nerd is showing there.
Nothing wrong with your nerd showing.
There are some certain things, like you said, like the scientific method, that's always wrong. In fictitious movies, I'd say 98% of the time, it's thrown out, the scientific method of things. You know, an experiment happens, it goes wrong, and our hero, who hates science, saves the day. It's the way it goes. This was kind of marketed as, you won't believe the scandals, and I didn't see any scandals going on. Did I miss something?
Well, they mentioned it at the end with, like, the fallout with the guy who funded the project and them adding Steve Bannon. But if they were going to go into that, they really needed to go into that and go into why was there animosity between all of the heads of things and... the money people. Why was Steve fucking Bannon brought in to try and quote unquote fix things? And that would have been interesting to be like, they mention it in a couple sentences of Steve Bannon is not unintelligent and yet he speaks against what he knows the research to be because of money. And that would have been interesting to explore. It's like, there's a lot of really interesting things to explore in this documentary. But I think because of the slant that the documentary wanted to portray, none of it was really explored outside of little slivers,
right?
Which was disappointing.
It does seem like the documentary is interested in a lot of stories going on, like how this was global interest. The entire world wanted to know what was going on with this. And they touched on that briefly. And because there wasn't any kind of instant satisfaction you could get from the biodome, Biosphere 2, the media created shit, you know, and they touched on that just briefly, you know, and
right.
That's always my favorite angle. If the media can't find a story, the media, they'll just make one up. And
yeah, like the heads of the program were locked out from ever being connected to their research ever again. Mention that in maybe a sentence.
Yeah.
It got so bad, like the person they were asked the question to left the room practically in tears. Yet you know this was a big deal.
Right.
And nothing was really said about it.
That's really all we have to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of interesting characters here, I think. But Max, why don't you dive into your final thoughts? Maybe sprinkle in some positivity, like flowers in the sun there, during your destructive final thoughts.
the only thing really positive that came out of this was I wanted to look into more of the science and kind of history about this whole biosphere thing. So at least it made me think about it. I hadn't really thought about it before since I was born in 91 when the whole thing was happening. So that's really all I have to say. It made me want to look more into it. So I'm not going to give it a 1 out of 10, but I'll give it a 2 out of 10 videos on YouTube I'll watch after this.
All right, and Mindy.
I think that this documentary is good for people that do have that nostalgia. You know, I was born in 83, so I visited Biosphere several times as a child when we visited Grandma. So it's like there is, you know, those, as you said, it brought out your nerd side. And it does. This Biosphere 2 is a fascinating story. It is an interesting concept of can we self-contain and live in an environment that is so self-contained and sustain it? You know, when it comes to space exploration and even not, even if things become uninhabitable on Earth, these are important questions to ask. That said, as we mentioned repeatedly, the documentary doesn't do a good job at explaining all the accomplishments of the biosphere, how the people connected to it really influenced future scientific research. If they were going to go for the scandal side, why was there this massive breakup between the money people and the researchers? It had little glimpses everywhere. You know, one of the the researchers inside the sphere got her finger cut off. And so she came back in with extra stuff. And that was a big scandal in regards to the media. But, and it mentioned that, but it didn't have any follow through as to the ramifications. And that, I think, was the big problem with this documentary. Is like it gave you stuff and it gave you timeline, but it didn't give ramifications. And when I'm looking for a documentary, I want to know, why is this important? And the reason that I knew this was important is because of my past knowledge that I already have. So, and those who don't have that past knowledge, well, they're not going to have that understanding. So I did enjoy this documentary. It did nerd me out, but I think they really needed to change their objective emotional focus and the way they did their storytelling. So I am going to give it 7 bottles of banana wine out of 10.
Very nice. Banana wine deck.
I do think that's a good point. Is like every documentary is really super objective and based on like your enjoyment of the topic and what you know about it. So it's, I think it's documentaries are far different than movies in which like, yeah, it really depends on what you know about the whole thing and if you really like the subject or not.
Oh, absolutely. That is very true. Absolutely. No, I had ADD during this, I got to say, because there's so much going on so quickly and it doesn't really stay focused on one thing like you pointed out, Mindy. Like there's one time that Jane Goodall shows up and talks about the importance of the biosphere and the importance of scientific research. And I'm like, I love Jane Goodall.
She's cool. She came to my school a couple times.
Yeah, I love Jane Goodall. And I was thinking, ooh, let's watch a documentary on Jane Goodall. And this poor documentary in front of me is like, hey, I mean, I'm on right now. Can you finish me? I'm like, Anyways, weird idioms aside, I would say this particular documentary was fine. I mean, there's a lot you can get out of a biosphere documentary, and I think he harvests this director as much as he can, as quickly as he can. I don't know what the objective was in this. I mean, you have Linda Lay, the hippie scientist, Catherine Dyer, and I hope I don't sound insulting
by
saying that.
They all had weird-ass nicknames that they never
exactly
explained.
Exactly. Abigail Ayling, John Allen, you know, Margaret Augustine, they're all in this together.
Otherwise known as Flash and Horseshit, and it's like, why did you have these names?
Firefly. But exactly.
Firefly.
Exactly. Seeing them when it goes 25 years later, and we just see them work on their compound where they all kind of started. A commune, that's what it's called. I was more interested in that by the end of it. Like, ooh, I wonder what they're up to now. Oh, and how successful is their commune? Oh, and is any stuff they're doing on the commune breaching out to all of us where we can all benefit and all learn how to be self-sustaining people? And the documentary is not interested in that at all. And that was kind of heartbreaking to me because, you know, it's about saving the world and it's just not interested. Oh, well.
And at the end, they had that, you know, little text bit, and I forgot to mention, it's like the falling out with the money dude. And yet it says, the money dude gave a whole bunch of money to the biosphere after this project, so as it continues its research. It's like, wait, hold up, I thought you said there was a big falling out.
Yeah.
So yeah,
big fallouts don't get back together, you know. But thank you for that, you little text. I guess everyone's blameless, and we learned that biospheres are fun. So I'm going to give this 6 lack of Pauly Shore references on 10 VHS tapes. Does that work at all for you, Max? Were you too young to know what I'm even talking about?
No, I know that. I know that stuff.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know Biosphere, but you do know Pauly Shore.
Yeah, I know Pauly Shore for sure.